There's a story about John Rockefeller Sr. He was a millionaire at age 23. At the age of 50, he was a billionaire. He was the richest man in the world, but he was a miserable rich man. At the age of 53, he was eaten up with physical diseases and ulcers. He was a grabber, not a giver. He was always trying to get more money, and he was a greedy man. Greed has so consumed him that at the age of 53, the doctors told him he had 1 year to live. Just 1 year. He's a billionaire, the richest man in the world, and all he could eat that year, all that his stomach could handle, was milk and crackers. Milk and crackers. The man could go out and buy any restaurant in the world, but he could have any food before him on the table, but it would not do him much good. It was in that year that Rockefeller began to look at his life. He said, "I have all these possessions, and I've never been a giver." That's when he decided to become a giver. He gave to churches, to hospitals, to foundations, and to medical research. Many of the discoveries we had in medicine had come from money provided by the Rockefeller Foundation. That man, who had only 1 year to live at age 53, began to live and began to give. And do you know what happened to him? He started releasing all of the internal negative things that were killing him. He got rid of his stress, his tension, and his ulcers. And he lived to the age of 90. A saint to many. My sisters and brothers, we heard again the summary of Jesus' teaching, how to be blessed in the eyes of God. The Beatitude, or the Sermon on the Mount, distinguish the real happiness that is in the kingdom of God and the material happiness we can find here on earth. To those who considers the haves of the society, Jesus warns, "Woe to you. Wealth and power are not the stuff of the kingdom of God. But to those who have nots, Jesus says, happy and blessed are you. Love, humble selflessness, compassion, and generosity are the treasures of God's realm." Jesus promised his followers poverty, suffering, persecuting, and grief, but their hope in God will be rewarded with perfect and complete joy. This will be a constant theme throughout the St. Luke's Gospel. Jesus teaches that wealth and power are not the stuff of the reign of God, but humility, gentleness, selflessness, and compassion are the treasures of God's kingdom. St. Luke's version of the Beatitude challenges everything our consumer-oriented society holds dear. While wealth, power, and celebrity are the sought-after prizes of our world, The treasures of God's reigns are love, humble selflessness, generosity, kindness. In freeing ourselves from the pursuit of the things of the world, we liberate ourselves to seek the lasting things of God. So, my dear brothers and sisters, is Jesus angry with the rich? Why so hard on the rich? We can see the answer in our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah. He said, "A curse on those who put their trust in other people, who rely on things of flesh, whose heart turns from the Lord." Sometimes the rich and powerful control others. They use their money to manipulate others, and they do not need God because their wealth is their God. Even when they pray, they ask for more money and power to protect their riches and themselves. But Prophet Jeremiah praised those who put trust in the Lord. A blessing on the man who puts his trust in the Lord, with the Lord for his hope. He is like a tree by the water's edge that trusts its roots to the stream. When the heat comes, it feels no alarm. Its foliage stays green. It has no worries in year of drought and never ceases to bear fruit. If there is Jesus' Beatitudes, Satan has its own. That goes this way. Blessed are those who are too tired, too busy, too distracted to spend an hour in prayer once a week with their fellow Christians in church. They are my best workers. Blessed are those who wait to be asked and expect to be thanked. I can use them in my business. Blessed are those who are touchy, impatient, and cranky. Soon they will stop going to church. Verily, they shall be my missionaries. Blessed are those who sow gossip and trouble. They are my beloved children. Blessed are those who have no time to pray, for they are my target. Blessed are those who gossip, for they are my secret agents. Blessed are you when you hear this and think it has everything to do with other people and nothing to do with you. I got room for you at my inn. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is again reminding us, put aside the wall of our egocentric and self-seeking, and adopt the blessedness through seeing ourselves not as the center of humanity, but a means of transforming the world for the goodness, benefit, and blessedness of all. My dear brothers and sisters, be a blessing for others. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you teach me the Beatitudes to make it my way of life. May I follow your commands to be a blessing for others through my love, humble selflessness, compassion, kindness, and generosity for my family, wife, husband, children, friends and brothers and sisters. May I be rich in following you, my true and lasting wealth, and not to focus on what the world gives. May I always be happy because of you. Amen.